It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, getting set for the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening. The 2024 portion of the season getting underway, and it's the guys' turn. Benedictine hosting Park. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Tell you what, we're going to come back here to the Nolan, bring you starters, info, and the tip right after this.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tis the season for spending time with family and giving thanks for the many blessings we have for living in America. If you're looking for a second opinion about your retirement plan or would like to learn more about charitable giving ideas, give Hamada Wealth Management a call at 913-379-8690. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada and family wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2024. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan. How about Rested Answer? Introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Pretty good crowd considering it is still no classes, no students on campus. So a lot of people from the community, families, and friends, the players and the team on hand here for this evening. Oh, yeah. I always forget that they shut the lights off of this thing, so I have to help myself out here a little bit. Let's do the starters. First of all, for Park, under longtime head coach Jason Klein in his 19th season with the Pirates, they come into the game at 6-6 on the year, 4-4 in the conference, and they're going to be starting DeMarcus Hudson, 6'4" junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana. A.J. Watts is from KCK. He's a senior at 5'10". Out of Long Island, New York, standing 6'2", it'll be junior Josiah Barnes. Jaden Robinson from New Orleans is a junior at 6'5". And at the middle tonight, Augusto Hausman. Augusto's a big guy. He's 6'6", a senior from Santa Cruz, Brazil. For the Benedictine Ravens and 11th season head coach Ryan Moody, BC is 3-9 and 2-7 in the heart. They're going to be starting at 5. You've kind of gotten familiar with now, with Preston Reynolds, a 6'5 sophomore from Leawood. You're going to have Ahmad Lewis from KC, Missouri, 6'2, a senior. Another 6'2 player, sophomore Brayson LaRue at 6'1. Andover, Kansas City, Braden Belt. And at the post for Benedictine out of Littleton, Colorado, at 6'8, it's the junior Gino Corridori. Benedictine to the home whites with black and red lettering and trim. And for Park, I don't know. Again, I think the Washington Commanders, you might even think maybe the Michigan Gophers or Minnesota Gophers, the maroon and gold uniforms of Park. Set to go here with us in this afternoon, Benedictines. After this game, right back at it. We're going to be on the road Saturday. It's a little bit of a road trip. It won't take too long, 5.5-6 hours to get over to Cedar Rapids for that one. BC at Mount Mercy Saturday. Ladies game at 12 noon. The guys game slated for 2 o'clock. So join us here on Care Radio for that. Tomorrow night is Sports Look. Friday night we're going to have Atchison High from Highland Park. We'll be down in Topeka Friday night. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Benedictine, it'll be Gino Corridori. For Park, it is going to be Jaden Robinson. We're set to go here in the Nolan, and hope you enjoy it. Raven basketball here on Care Radio. Ball goes up, the tip is away, and it's going to go deep into the backcourt where Park is going to recover it and bring it up the floor. That's going to be A.J. Watson. Watson with the basketball and jumps it over to the left side. He'll swing it over to Hudson, puts up a quick shot, up and in, and fast as that, Park has taken a 2-0 lead on the Ravens, about 15 seconds into the game. Back the other way with the ball comes Ahmad Lewis. He'll dish it to the right. Bryson LaRue standing out on the right elbow right in front of the Park bench. To the left end, dribble brings it top of the key, skip pass to the right side where Preston will back in. Back in just above the block, down, goes into the lane, corner cross, reverses direction, pivots on the left foot, puts the shot up, and it won't go down. Rebounding it back the other way. Here come the Pirates. Park with the basketball, leading it 2-0 in the early going. Can you believe I'd lost my 8-10 of all things here tonight? Luckily, I should have another half a dozen of them here. Minute into the game, Benedictine trailing it 2-0. Here we go. We'll get one of these. And now, coming off the miss, Ravens are going to come back the other way. Preston dumps it left side. Bryson, that bucket step. How many times do you see a player get way out on the side, reach back with that trail foot, step on the sideline, turning it over? And Benedictine is going to give the ball back. Ravens trailing it 2-0. We're a minute and a half into the ball game. Park will take it around the left side. That's going to be Barnes. He'll dump it down on the left box. Augusto shot blocked by Gino. And Benedictine coming back the other way. It'll be Ahmad. Little left-hand dribble. Works it across to the logo. Coming into the forecourt. Ravens going from left to right across your dial in the first half. Top side is going to be Corridori. He'll go on the floor a couple of times. Right side Ahmad. The three from right in front of the Park bench. No good. Rebound. Preston. Here's Belt for three. No. And a rebound pulled back down by Hausman. Here comes Park. Ravens come into the ball game really looking for and really needing to get a W. It'd be a great time to do that to start the new year. We'll have a little bump, and a foul is going to be called. It'll go out of bounds to Park at their offensive baseline. First foul of the game by Ahmad Lewis. The skip pass comes in right side, and ball's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Park. We're down to 21 on the shot clock and 18:02 to play. A couple of minutes into the ball game. Ravens down by a pair, 2-0, low scoring in the first minute. Lady Raven game was really high scoring early on, and then it kind of subsided. Here's a three for Park. No. Rebound, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad brings it up, gets to midcourt, and then kind of accelerates all the way down to the free throw line, goes left side, feeds Gino in the lane, doubled up, left-hand hook shot, good. Corridori ties the game. We're even at two apiece off the hand of Gino Corridori. 17:37 to go in the opening half. Right side, Hausman, is he charging in? No, they're going to give it a travel. There was way too much movement for them not to call something, and there was no chance they were probably going to let that basket stand. So you have to call something. They'll call a travel, kind of a no-harm sort of a call, and Benedictine will bring it back up the floor. It's a 2-2 game, 2.5 minutes in. Low scoring so far here in the Nola Gymnasium. Skip pass over to the left side. Backing in with it is going to be Preston Reynolds. Starts to the left, comes right, back out on top. Here's Bryson for three. Got it, Bryson LaRue. Ravens go in front for the first time. It is a 5-2 Benedictine lead. Off the shot by Bryson LaRue. The feed in the middle of looking for Hausman. It's going to be knocked away from him and go out of bounds. Raven basketball at midcourt across the way. A very disappointed look by DeMarcus Hudson over there for Park. He's looking at the ball, looking at the floor, looking at the official, and he's like, that's not what I saw happen. Back up with it. BC left side, kicks it out. Bryson wants another one, and he'll hit it. Bryson LaRue, here's the thing. You leave him open. You give him that good look. He's going to hit a lot of shots, and that second three from LaRue prompts a timeout by the Pirates and Coach Klein. Taking a break, Joseph Worth, the 16:36 mark of the opening half in the Nolan. It's the Benedictine Ravens 8, Park 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return to the Nola Gymnasium, looking out of the court, Benedictine is going to send its starting five right back out there. Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, Gino Corridori. And for Park, it looks like it's going to be their starting five also. So coming out of the timeout, neither team has gone to the bench. But I tell you what Park has done, they've speeded it up, and it worked for them as they get it around to the right side. Jaden Robinson for two. Pirates back on the board and back to within one at 5-4. 16:16 to go in the opening half. Benedictine long cross court pass to Belt. Out on top, Ahmad. Lewis wants to go left side, can't. Brings it to Gino instead, off the right block, between two defenders, goes up with the right hand, misses the shot, but draws a foul. He'll come to the line. Now, here's the thing. For Gino, big, strong guy, you're 3 feet from the rim. You got to put that in. You got to combine the field goal and the plus one to get, the maximum out of that great opportunity. We'll see how he collects free throws. First one is up and good. Corridori, not a great free throw shooter. He comes in at 16-25, only a 64% free throw shooter on the year, but that first one looked great. Let's see what he does here. One more shot coming up, and that one perfect. Gino has four, and Benedictine goes back up by a 10-4 mark. 16 minutes to go in the opening half. Back over to the right side. Park with the basketball. Skips it off on top. Last trip down, Park sped the game up a little bit and utilized particularly the speed of A.J. Watson at the point guard spot. He'll go left side to Barnes. Long cross-court pass. Kind of floats across the lane. Now falling away from the right side. It's around and around and in for DeMarcus Hudson, and he's got four. 10-6, Benedictine. 15.5 to go. The upcourt Raven pass is batted away, and Belt tries to save it, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. And again, DeMarcus Hudson looks at the official. Hands in the air saying, that's not what I saw. And for the Ravens, the first pair of substitutions getting set to check into the game. Coming in for BC, it'll be Ezra Vigafa and Hagen Hilgendorf. Ezra's a 6'1 junior from Wellington, New Zealand. And Hagen, big guy, 6'9 from Hastings, Nebraska. The feed, the left-hand layup, and an easy two, Preston Reynolds. His first bucket of the game. 12-6, Ravens have doubled up on Park with 15-15 to go, first half. Back down the right side with it for the Pirates, spinning toward the baseline, looking into the middle. It's going to be DeMarcus Hudson. No room for him there. Out on top, Hausman playing it at the high post. Now with heels to the center circle, A.J. Watson will accelerate, drive down the right side of the lane, pull up from 16 and nail it. Nicely done by A.J. Watson, his first point to the game. It is 12-8, Benedictine. Ravens will make it into the forecourt. Belt, I don't think we've seen him take a shot yet tonight. Here's another three for LaRue. Another three is good for LaRue. And that is his third already tonight. He's got 9 of Benedictine's 15 points. 15-8 Ravens, 14.5 to go in the first half. LaRue is 3 of 3 shooting, and all three are three-point shots. Hasn't missed one yet tonight. Down the right side, look away to Hausman, goes in and up. That's a pretty shot. The big guy showing some agility underneath gets his first point. It is now 15-10, Benedictine. 14 minutes to go in the opening half. Little seesaw dribble up top side for Vigafa. He'll swing it left. LaRue comes back out on top to Ezra. Cuts into the lane, pulls up from 8, gets it off the window and scores it. You're not going to make me believe he intended to do that coming off the glass, but it will work nonetheless. And Ravens are up now 17-10. Hausman back to the rim, just above the block, goes into the lane, and a spinning shot by Jaden Robinson gives him 4. 17-12, Benedictine with a 13-30 to go in the opening half. These teams are putting some points on the board here early in the game, and both teams are shooting pretty well. Benedictine hitting 67% of their shots. Park is hitting 67% of their shots. Here's Belt for 3. Gets it, Braden Belt. His first points of the game. 20-12 BC. 7 minutes in. Benedictine has hit 6 of their last 7 shots. Here's a feed back over to the right side. Park, it's a long 3. In and out, nope, but a foul way, way outside by Hagen Hilgendorf. And I was watching the trajectory of the ball toward the rim, and I really wasn't watching the point from where this shot was taken. As I look back, and I see lying on the floor Hudson. So did DeMarcus, you know, did he do the famous flop where he kind of dropped back and say, ref, look, he knocked me down? Well, whether he did or didn't, it worked. He's coming to the free throw line, but he misses his first one. And DeMarcus Hudson back up there for one more shot. He is an 84.5% free throw shooter. So he misses the first, hits the second, and he's got one more shot coming up. Now, coming into the game is a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of PT in the first half of the season. You're going to see Larry Parker III, the 6'4", Kansas City, Missouri freshman. Larry comes in averaging less than a half a point a game. Just not getting a lot of playing time early, but he's going to get an opportunity here. Ravens leading at 20-14 after Hudson hits 2 of 3 free throws. Skip pass over to the right side. Preston. Reynolds backs in, feeds Hagen. He'll go from 8, knock it down. Hilgendorf. And it's 22-14. and we're still 12 and a half to go first half. Not a lot of stoppages of play. We did have a couple of free throws right there, but not a ton of timeouts, not a lot of inbounds work to make the clock move fast. Here's a little bounce pass in traffic, and the shot goes up in the lane. It's going to be good. That's Josiah Barnes, his first point. 22-16, Ravens with 12 to go in the half, lead by a half a dozen. Larry kicks it over to the right side. Preston, Reynolds backs in, goes across. Here he goes, the big guy for three, can't get it to fall. And Parker got a pretty good look at that one, but it wouldn't go down. Here's the feed down to the baseline, a little too far below the bucket. And as it goes up with a shot leaning way back, it's an opportunity for Reynolds to strip the basketball away. Benedictin up the floor. Here's LaRue, three, that one doesn't fall. Houseman with a rebound and back up with a become Park. A running three, no. In fact, Goff is going to let this one just carry him out of bounds. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph from Blake with 11:21 to go in the opening half in the Nolan. Benedictin, 22, Park 16.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Kansas, Benedictin and Park. For the Pirates, this is about as easy a road trip as they're going to have. I mean, maybe a short hop when they go down to Olathe to play at Mid-America, but coming up here to Benedictin, an easy trip. They'll be headed back down there before too long. And Ravens coming out of the timeout, put the ball in play. Back over to the right side. Parker has it, top of the key, left side by Goffa. Ezra goes to the free throw line, backs away, keeps the dribble alive. Left side to Preston. Reynolds with only 2 points in 9 minutes. And now he'll lose the handle on the ball. Nicely saved over there. Reynolds goes in traffic, has it rejected. It's out of bounds as the shot clock elapses and the Ravens will come away empty-handed with that possession. Coming into the game for Park for the first time tonight is going to be Christian Bradford. He's a 6'4" junior from Kansas City, Missouri. And he is their best scorer coming off the bench, averaging about 8 points a game. As Park is back into the forecourt, down a half dozen. Joseph, what I'm going to tell you is that probably the next dead ball will be our media break at the 10-minute mark. Here's a feed to the left side. The shot is up, no good. Tipped out, beats the end of the forecourt. Here comes LaRue with a basketball. He's down 2-on-4, decides that's a bad number. Brings it back on the top to Ezra, and the Ravens are going to run the offense. Over to the left side with it is going to be Parker. Larry feeds into the middle. Kagan has the ball. The defense dropped off him. I thought he would go from 15, but instead Ezra takes the long shot, and nothing but Pirates coming out with a rebound. 10:08 to go in the first half. Park from about 6, the shot's off. Rebound, Ezra had it, but stepped on the baseline. It'll come back into the Pirates. Back in for the for Benedictin will come three of the starting five as Braden Bell, Gino Corridori, and Ahmad Lewis back on the floor. I kind of like it when I see Hilgendorf and Corridori out there, the 2 6'9" guys. You don't see a lot of teams playing that twin post or double post kind of offense. Yeah, the officials are having a little powwow, I think, about the shot clock. We're 10:02 to go. So for sure the next break is going to be the media timeout. The ball comes in. Park has it. They did reset it to 20 on the shot clock. Here's a falling away. Long three. Off the mark. No good. Hilgendorf rebounds it down. And now he brings it up the floor, which is never a good idea. There's this long-standing rule that I have. Five should never dribble the basketball. 9:45 to go in the first half. Little back door, Corridori to Hilgendorf for two. Hagen has four. And it's down 24-16. Benedictine, 9.5 to go in the first half. There have been three fouls committed combined by these two teams. And as soon as I say that, here's another one going to be by Hagen. So Hilgendorf picks up the foul, and we will pick up a timeout. Joseph, a break. 9:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine basketball on Care Radio. Ravens 24, Park 16.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Gotta like him to the Hurricanes. Bring us back out of the timeout. Welcome back here to the NOLA Gymnasium. We're just a little over midpoint of the first half. 9:20 to go in the first half, 24-16, Benedictine in front. The Ravens have trailed only after the first bucket of the game. They were down 2-0 just moments in, but since then, tied it at 2 and have trailed none since then. Awesomeness. Thanks, man. Quarter of the way through the ball game, Benedictine hitting 47% of their shots. Or rather, Park hitting 47, Benedictine hitting 53% of their shots. That is a phenomenal number. BC is 9-17 shooting the basketball. Park with it, turns around. The shot from in the lane is going to be up and good. A couple of points here for Jaden Robinson, and he's got 6. Park has gone to the bench and brought Eli Harbordhorst, a 6-foot junior from Las Vegas. 24-18. Benedictine now driving in. Ahmad puts a runner up off the back glass. Doesn't go in, but he gets fouled. And the foul is going to be on Eli Habakorst, 6-foot junior from Las Vegas. The free throw? Yeah. Nicely done by Ahmad Lewis as he collects his first point of the game. Ahmad will come to the free throw line, a 61.5% free throw shooter, 16 of 26 on the year, but the second one rolls halfway in and then kicks out, no good. Park coming up with the ball, 25-18 Ravens. 8.5 to play, first half. The feed to the baseline, the ball batted away and taken away by the Ravens. Knocked away down to the baseline and picked up by Preston. As they get it over to LaRue, reaching in. I think it's going to be another one on, yeah. It's going to be on Eli Habakorst. And quickly, he will have collected his second foul. And just as quickly, he's back out of the game. So Eli was in there for literally 58 seconds. Here comes BC with the ball, driving in, traveling. Here's what had happened. As Ahmad Lewis drove into the lane, he puts on the brakes, but he had a little inertia. He couldn't get rid of the ball quickly enough, kind of fell and kind of stumbled forward and scooted the foot a little bit. And the next thing you know, Ravens turned it over. Here comes Park. With 8 minutes to go in the first half, Ravens lead it by 7 at 25-18. Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball and the NAIA here tonight. Having to have you with us. Little backdoor pass. The shot's going to be up and good. The bucket by DeMarcus Hudson, and he is outstanding. That is his 8th point of the game. And the Raven lead cuts to 5. 25-20. 7:45 and rolling along here in the opening half. Spinning into the lane. Bryson LaRue puts the shot up. Can't get it to fall. Bryson had that thing roll around the rim, kind of clockwise from left to right and across the back, kicks off the side. And Bryson, who's been fabulous from outside, couldn't get the interior shot to fall for him there. Now the Ravens will come away with an offensive or defensive rebound on the other end of the floor. And as Ahmad drives all the way to the rack on the other end, stepping in front of him, Caden Paul draws a foul. We haven't even talked about Caden as he entered the game just moments ago for the Pirates. He is out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 6 foot junior. Averages a couple of points a game. Free throw by Ahmad. Got it. Ahmad Lewis now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. That accounts for his only 2 points this evening. Second one, perfect. So Ahmad with 3. 27-20. Again, Benedictin up 7 with 7:17 to go. Opening half. Here comes Park and into the forecourt with the basketball, A.J. Watson. Watson swings it over to Caden Paul. Back out on top of the go to A.J. Goes to the left side to DeMarcus. Hudson looks into the middle, comes back again, top side Watson, accelerates into the lane, collides with Ahmad. Ahmad tumbles backward, looking to draw the offensive player control foul, but instead, he's going to be saddled with his second personal foul. They're going to call him for a block. I suspect he will come out, yeah. So Ahmad checks out of the game and Ezra back in. So you've got Ezra Vigotha, Preston Reynolds, Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, Hagen Hilgendorf. Goes to the Raven 5. Here's a falling away shot off the left side. No good. Hilgendorf with the rebound. Here comes Benedictin. Ravens into the forecourt and quickly down the left side with it is going to come Preston. Reynolds gets it back to Belt. He'll go 3 too strong. Rebound Park. Running the other way with it is going to be Paul. He'll go down to the top. Slips a little bit. No travel called. Gets it away to Augusto. He'll lose the handle on it. It's on the floor and Reynolds will pick up the ball. The floor must be a little slick down there. We're seeing a couple of guys kind of losing some footing. Top side by Goffa. Back it comes to Reynolds for 3. Wide right. And a rebound kind of behind his head is going to be Bradford. Christian Bradford for Park. Clears that board down. And now the shot on the other end missed. And back comes Benedictin. Those lofty shooting percentages that we had a quarter of the way through the game are kind of plummeting now. 6 minutes to play in the half. Ravens with the ball, and they're up 7. Hilgendorf, oh, a beautiful move, and loses his defender, and then can't capitalize, doesn't hit the shot. The rebound is going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say Preston Reynolds' foot touches the baseline. Park will have it in with 5:50 to play in the first half. Now, Ravens are going to look to and make a substitution. It's going to be a little bit of an interesting switch, as once again we're going to have both Hilgendorf and Corridori in the game as Preston Reynolds comes out for Geno. Here comes Park, running the ball club, A.J. Watson. So do a little motion out to Hudson, rotating it back the other way with Paul. This is seventh grade, very basic offense, and it works every time as they find the cutter, and DeMarcus Hudson lays it up and in, and Hudson is in double figure scoring. It is 27-22 Benedictin at 5.5 to go in the first half. Down the floor, Ezra. Are we going to give it to him? Yeah! Ezra met some resistance, and I mean physical resistance, as he had a big collision in the middle with Caden Paul. So Caden Paul will have his second foul. And Ezra now with 4 points. And a chance at 5. Won't get it. Rebound. Here comes Park. A.J. Watson. A little crossover move. And then as he gets to the baseline, Hagen Hilgendorf gets in front of him. There's some contact. Hagen to it. They call a foul right away. 29-22. Benedictin. Still 5:14 to go. And suddenly we're starting to see quite a few fouls, some stoppages of play with the ball getting out of bounds, a lot of rotating in and out of players for both teams. Now for Park, we're going to get Caden Paul out, and back in's going to come Barnes. Jason Klein for Park, head coach in his 19th season, one of the veterans of the coaching staff in this conference. an uncontested three. Nobody stepped up to defend it. The shot is going to miss. Benedictine will come back up with it. Bryson LaRue taking down the long rebound and brings it across midcourt. 4:44 to go in the half. Ravens have the ball. They are up seven. They've been a good portion of this first half up seven. And here's a shot by Bryson that makes it up nine. Bryson LaRue having a huge first half. 31-22 Benedictine. 4.5 to go. Back and in. Augusto, Hausman, twisting, turning, now on the floor. Are we not going to get a 3-second violation? Coach Pierce down here, he's like right in the official's grill saying, where's the three? And Hausman is standing down there pivoting and trying to get away and couldn't. They had him in there for a long, long time. Finally, they're going to call a jump ball as Ravens gotten him tied up. Benedictine will bring it in. Ravens looking for the double-digit lead with 4:15 to go in the half. Ezra into the forecourt. We're going against Garnes. Pygoffa's pass across is going to be stepped in front of him, stolen, and all the way down the floor in an easy layup for A.J. Watson. He saw that pass coming, picked it off cleanly, making it 31-24. Inside 4 minutes to go now. First half in the Nolan Gymnasium in Ashes in Kansas. Benedictine. Now, the ball gets double-teamed top side. It's rolling around on the floor, and we're getting a Raven timeout. Coach Moody saves the possession for his team, and we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. 3:44 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 31, Park 24.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
We'll check on the other scores going on in the men's game. You're on the Heart of America Athletic Conference at halftime, and there are plenty of games going on tonight. Missouri Valley's at Central Methodist, Mid-America at Baker, Culver Stockton at Mount Mercy, Clark is at Grandview, and at Graceland at Peru State tonight. Conference has got some really, really good teams. Grayson 11-1, Baker 11-3. 8-0 and 9-1 in the conference, those two. Here's the Ravens, a shot up by Preston. It's going to be rejected out of his hand. And upcourt with the basketball. Here come the Pirates. Christian Bradford got way upstairs, just slapped that ball out of Benedict's hands. And here comes Park, 3:15 and rolling along. Over to the left side with it is going to go Watson. Shot clock to 3, to 2. The ball batted away. Picked up Preston Reynolds. And Benedictine up court with the basketball. Reynolds is being defended and fought with hard all the way up the floor by DeMarcus Hudson. DeMarcus is, let's call him a high motor guy. Okay? He's that type A personality. He is always chasing. He's after the ball. When a call is made out of bounds, he's there to argue it. And now the inbound pass is stolen. And a quick, easy bucket on the other end of the floor. Coach Moody, very unhappy, takes a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with the Ravens at 2:51 to go in the half. Park trying to battle back. Benedictine 31, Pirates 26.
Happy New Year from Snap Fitness. Kickstart your fitness journey with no upfront fees. At Snap Fitness, they have state-of-the-art equipment, a supportive community, 24/7 access, and they help you feel fantastic. Now through January 14th, join for no upfront fees at Atchison Snap Fitness and see them for their tanning deals and specials. Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium as the Benedictine lead has been trimmed down. They've been by as many as 9, lead right now by 5. It's 31-26. 2:51 left here in the first half. Talking about the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the standings in it. Graceland on top at 8-0. Baker 9-1. With 6 wins apiece are Central Methodist and Mid-America. 4 wins for Culver Stockton, Park, and Missouri Valley. Big log jam for the rest of the way through the conference. So there are some very good teams, and there are no really teams that are really out in this conference at this point, beginning the second semester. Ravens are going to come out of the timeout and come into the forecourt. Corridori turns and shoots and misses from about 6. 2.5 to go in the half. Park, we're going to put on a little bit of a comeback and cut that Raven lead over to the left side. Just a little incidental contact by Vicapa as Hudson flops to the floor. The foul on Ezra will be his first. And what are they going to say he was shooting, or is this just going to be coming in from the near side? That'll be team foul 6 for Benedictine. And it will come in for Park. Pirates of the basketball. Shot clock went back to 20. Top side Watson puts it up. New rebound by Gaffa. Here comes BC. Ezra to Preston. 2:10 left in the half. Vigapa skips it over to Corridori. He'll back in. Working against Hausman. Right side to Ezra. And I don't know what he was doing, where he was going, what he was thinking, but a pass that I can only imagine was going to be intended for Belt ends up well up into the crowd. And Ezra will turn it over, and Benedictine comes up empty with 1:50 to go in the half, and the Pirates with another opportunity to trim that Raven lead approaching halftime. Park will take it right side. Josiah Barnes to Watson. A.J. goes in, swings it across. Hudson will go 3, no, and rebound. And Tino comes down with it. A defender comes up and over the top and over the back, and the foul is going to be called on Park's Christian Bradford. Bradford land is first. It'll be team foul 6 for Park, and we've got 1.5 to play in the first half. Here comes Vigapa, drives all the way down, jumps it to the baseline, Belt all alone, 3, air ball, not close. And rebound, Park. Pirates are running 3. Nope. Rebound Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. 1:05 to go in the half. Both teams are down now to 44% shooting. Both teams are 11-26. Vigapa in the lane brings it back to Belt. The Ravens are ahead because, oh, a nice shot in the middle by Corridori. Ravens are ahead because they've hit some three-point shots. Park is 0-for-6 three-point shooting. Benedictine 4-12, and then the Ravens pick up the other extra points on more free throws than Park. It is 33-26 Ravens. 40 seconds to go. First half. Shot clock at 18-17. Here's a baseline 3. There's the first 3 of the game. For Park, it'll belong to A.J. Watson. 33-29. Ravens by 4. Shot clock's off. 20 seconds left. Here's Vigampa. Heels just into the forecourt. Turns around, looks to Coach Moody. Coach is telling him what he wants to see. 10 seconds to go in the half. Here's Belt. Drives in, goes in, nails the driving layup. Braden Belt. And Park down the floor, the long shot at the buzzer, not even close, and it's half done. We'll return to the Nolan Gymnasium to summarize the opening half for you. The two teams are headed for the locker room. It's Benedictine 35, Park 29.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Here we are in the Nova Gymnasium as the teams are at halftime at Benedict that is in front 35-29 over Park. Recap an opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Park, really good first half for DeMarcus Hudson. He had 10. 7.5 for A.J. Watson and a half a dozen for Jaden Robinson. Josiah Barnes had 4 and 2 for Bagel Augusto Hausman. For the Ravens, it was the Bryson LaRue show early in the game. He knocked down a quick 3 threes and had 11 here at halftime. Half a dozen for Gino Corridori and 5 for Braden Belt. 4-point half for Hagen Hilgendorf. You had 3.5 for Ahmad Lewis and 2 apiece, Ezra Vigafa and Preston Reynolds. Nobody in any foul trouble. Benedictine has Ahmad with 2 and both Caden Paul and Eli Harbihorst for Park with a couple of fouls apiece. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Second half coming your way here on Care Radio Live. But right now, with your intermission score in the Nolan, Benedictine 35, Park 29. Back we go to Joseph for another high-quality halftime.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, I'm looking at, right now, we've got Sports Look up next. Sports Look comes immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Following Sports Look, we've got Coach's Insight with segments from ACCHS, Atchison, JCN, Marho Mount Academy, Oskaloosa, and McLeod. Coming up on Friday, Tom begins his long weekend on the road with Atchison at Highland Park. Join us right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. And then Saturday, we've got a high noon start as Tom, again, will be on the road. He's heading up to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as Benedictine College is at Mount Mercy. With the women's game starting at high noon, the men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Barron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Barron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Barron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas, and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we had some finals with Missouri Valley beating Central Methodist by 2 points, 95-93. In the Mid-American Nazarene Baker combination, it was Mid-American Nazarene at 67 points to Baker's 63. In the earlier game you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens had an 84-61 victory over Park. In the final at Mount Mercy, it was Mount Mercy 61 points to Culver Stockton's 59. Clark topped Grandview 71-69 in the women's game. And in the Peru State-Graceland matchup, it was Peru State at 77 points to Graceland Ladies 73. In men's basketball, at the half, it is Culver Stockton 40 to Mount Mercy's 39. Mid-American Nazarene and Baker are also very tightly matched, with Baker 4 points ahead at 34 points to Mid-American Nazarene's 30. In the Missouri Valley Central Methodist game, it's Central Methodist at 35 points to Missouri Valley's 26, with 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first. With Clark and Grandview matching up right now, only 3 points separate them, with Clark at 39 points to Grandview's 36. And in the Graceland-Peru State, it is Graceland at 24 points to Peru State's 20 at the half. Benedictine is leading Park currently in the men's game, 35-29. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 24 with fog and spots tonight. Under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 38 with fog and spots early tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. 26 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Upper 30s Friday and Saturday with a chance for snow Friday. A dusting of snow Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it feels like 23 out there. The actual reading up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison is 29.1 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are being recorded at 6 miles per hour out of the north. The relative humidity is 90%. The dew point, 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise, now reading 30.26 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside up at the Nolan in just a moment.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Both teams have come back out of the locker room, getting a little pre-second half warm-up underway as Benedictine leads midpoint of the ball game, 35-29. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering and news, weather, sports, probably, you know, talking about the river stages and the waning gibbous moon. I don't know. Is it waning gibbous, Joseph? I'm not even sure. Anyway, he handles all that stuff. Joseph, our man in the studio, thank you very much. Tom Kautz is here, and tell you what, Benedictine and Park, even though they haven't been playing for 10 years in the conference, they have been playing for a ton of years, going all the way back to the 70s and maybe even prior to that, many, many trips down to the old Labor Hall gymnasium on the Park campus before they built the facility that they're in today. But these two teams are long traditional opponents, and tell you what, Benedictine and Park have put together a great game here today, and you've got two of the best scoring defenses in the conference. Benedictine holding their opponents at 72 points a game. Park holds their opponents to 74 a game, and you know what? I'm not sure that either of these teams is going to get to 72 or 74 tonight playing against one another. We've got a very low scoring first half, 35-29, and for the Ravens, still really good shooting percentage for both teams, and you can't get much more evenly played than these two teams have been. Both clubs, 13 of 28 from the floor. Both Benedictine and Park, 13 of 28 from the floor. Three-point shooting has been really kind of the difference here. Ravens have been 4 of 12, hitting a third of their shots. Park, 1 of 7. And the Ravens also picking up 3 points at the free throw line. Park, 2 out of 3. Benedictine, 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Turnovers, identical at 5. Points off turnover, identical at 6. Rebounds, identical at 16. You know what? Looks to me like we're going to have an exciting and very, very closely played second half. So we look forward to bringing that to you. Opening game of the night to the Benedictine Lady Ravens with a very impressive 84-61 win over Park tonight. As Coach Foles from the team goes to double digits in the win column and is win number 10 for the Lady Ravens this season. Alternate possession will award the basketball to the Pirates. Park will bring it in from the far side. We're underway. For the Pirates, it is going to be the original starting five out there. Here's a little jumper from the lane. It's up and no good, and Park's going to come down with the offensive board. You've got Hudson, Watson, Barnes, Robinson, and Hausman. Ravens are going to have Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, and Corridori. Now, Park's going to turn it over with a little palming over of the basketball. Another kind of interesting thing, the Ravens use a lot of guys. Okay, Park uses a few off the bench, not a ton. The Ravens use a lot of different guys, and Benedictine has gotten scoring from 7. Park, only the starters have scored in this game. They've got no bench points whatsoever. Here's a shot put up by Ahmad, and it's off the mark. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Park. They'll swing it over to the left side to Hudson. DeMarcus will drive across, a little reverse layup. Somehow that thing got in. That was a crazy shot that somehow spun its way in, and the Ravens lead is trimmed to 4. It is 35-31. We are a minute gone in the second half. Top side with it is going to be Preston Reynolds. Benedictine back on offense. Ravens in those home whites. Park in the traveling maroon and gold. A little behind the back pass, and there's a goaltend. Get that bucket to Gino. Corridori collects his 8th point. It's 37-31. Gino got up for a nice little layup, and the defender came flying in from behind to reject that thing from over the top of the rim, which is always an impressive athletic feat, certainly. But just not exactly according to the rules. Now, BC's Braden Belt steps in front of the bounce pass, steals the ball away. Ravens coming up the court with it. 18:30 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the basketball up a half a dozen, 37-31. Ahmad into the lane, skips it over. Preston up and in. Preston Reynolds for 2. Ahmad gets the assist. Preston has his 4th point. 39-31, Benedictine. Here's a jump shot from the left side. Not going to go in, but a foul. I'm sure it's on Preston Reynolds. It will be his first foul tonight. It'll be team foul 1 of the second half for the Ravens. Coming to the line is Augusto Hausman. He is a 56.5% free throw shooter. Takes his time, staring down the rim, and that free throw is not good. One more shot for Hausman. Long look at it again, and that was way short also. Back up with it. Here comes Benedictine. Hausman out of Brazil. Been at Park for couple 3 years now. Ravens with the basketball, up 8. Backing in is Gino. Twist, turns, shoots. And from behind the backboard at the baseline is able to knock it down. Corridori with 10. And it's 41-31. Benedictine with a double-digit lead. And 17:40 to go. Kicking it over to the right side. Hausman goes up. Wait a minute. Offensive foul on Hausman. What a job underneath. by Benedict, and to stand in, take a little bit of punishment, and Hausman will have his first foul this evening. 17:34 to play. Benedict and up 10, getting a good start here in the second half. Coach Moody on his feet as his team is on offense right in front of him. Going to come out on top. Gino dribbles the ball over to the left side. The three, LaRue, no. And a rebound, Hausman. Here comes Park. They'll fly up the floor. Barnes will take it over to the left side, kicks it there to Hudson. Hudson drives baseline, spins, puts the ball down low, and we're going to get a little contact. And that foul probably on Braden. Official comes over to the scorer's table and confirms Braden Belt will have his first foul of the game. It'll be the team foul two for BC here in the second half. We're about 3 minutes in. Park will come to the free throw line, and it's going to be Hudson up there. First shot, perfect. See, Hudson is a great free throw shooter, almost 85% on the year. And DeMarcus will hit them both. He is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. He's got Park back to within 8 at 41-33. We go inside 17 minutes to go in the game. Braden Belt with the four, Benedictine. Now the defense reaches in. Hudson tries to claim he's come away with a foul, but yeah, they are going to call it tied up. Coach Moody having a word with the official. He doesn't like the aggressiveness of the Park defense. They are not hesitant about really, really pursuing the ball. Little skip pass to the right side is going to be kicked by Josiah Barnes. Ravens are going to have it back in. They're going to say it's going to come in from down to the baseline. 16:47 to go in the second half. Benedictine in front, 41-33. It'll be Ahmad Lewis to inbound. Skips it in. Gino off the window, not even close. And a rebound. Going to be hauled down by Park. They'll run down the floor. Missed the shot. Pulling it away off the defensive board. It's going to be Belt. He'll go to the left side, LaRue. Bunny hops into the lane, turns, falls away, shoots, and gets it! LaRue! A spectacular shot! Rison has 13. 43-33 Ravens. 16:20 to go. Don't forget to stick around with us as we look forward to talking to Coach Moody post-game. He is absolutely outstanding about coming up and not missing, chatting with us. And we get some of those early thoughts about how things have gone. We always enjoy doing that. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over, coming up the floor with it. Back comes Park. BC still up 10. 15:50 to go. Little push off in the lane, and the hook shot is good. Jaden Robinson with 8. And we will get a Park timeout for Coach Klein. Taking a break, Joseph. Long way to go in this one. 15:47 to play in the ball game. It's Benedictine 43, Park 35.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Coming into the game today, it's 6-6 overall, 4-4 in the conference, and they're a scoring kind of a team. I mean, they like to, and they can, and do put a lot of points on the board. Coming into the game, averaging over 80 points a game. Not going to get that tonight. Raven defense, and Coach Moody loves his defense, and BC's going to hold them to well below that. Again, it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, but again, Park averaging over 80 a night. They've got 35 here with 15:20 to go. Shot for Benedictin off the mark, and Park will bring it back up the floor. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Watson. It's batted away. He's saved out on top. Robinson drives and shoots, and he'll get two more. Jaden Robinson at double figures now with 10. And it's 43-37, Benedictin. 15 minutes to go. Bryson LaRue into backcourt. Gets it over to Preston. Reynolds into the forecourt to Ezra. Flagoffa holds the ball out on the far sideline. Dribbles it off to the top. Kicks it to Belt. Underneath now is going to be Hagen Hilgendorf who's come in. He'll fall away. That's a hard shot, and it's going to come up well short. Rebounding it down. Josiah Barnes. Park back up court with it. Long pass over to the left side. The jumper for three. No. And Hilgendorf had it, lost it. It's going to be out of bounds off the Pirates. Dayton Robinson not real happy with that call. He thought it had gone off Hagen. Here comes BC. Park has shifted to a full court press kind of a defense with 14:20 to go. Skip pass back over to the right side. Still in the backcourt with it is going to be Ezra. Gets it to Belt. Feeds in the middle. Now goes to Hagen. He'll twist and turn. Comes out on top. Belt. He's alone. That's his shot. He'll hit it. 3 points, Brayden Belt. If you give him that shot, I bet he hits 8 of 10, left uncontested and open from over there on the elbow like that. 46-37, Benedictin. Inside 14 to go. Cutting into the lane. A little fall-away shot from about 6. DeMarcus Hudson makes it look easy, and given open shots like that, he will make it look easy, and he will make a lot of shots. He's got 16 right now and leads all scorers. Into the lane, Bryson LaRue, shot partially rejected, and a rebound swept away. Christian Bradford, Park up the floor. Here's a three, wide to the left side. That is air ball wide, and was not even close. And DeMarcus Hudson coming up the floor, looking like he's really upset, but I got no idea what he could be upset about. There was no defender near him, so it's not like somebody impeded his shot or had committed a foul. And he just set sail with that thing, and it was ball width wide to the left side. BC up the floor, and the pass kicked near midcourt. 13:15 to play in the game. Benedictin will bring it in. This time it'll be Ezra Bygoffa coming across the timeline. BC by 7, 46-39. Bygoffa starts left side, comes out on top. Back to Ezra. Off the Hilgendorf screen. Hilgendorf will go 3. That's wide to the left side. Caught on the fly by Park. And back up the floor, they're going to come. The feed in the lane. And the easy turnaround shot is up and good. And that is the first point tonight for a Park bench player. It is 46-41. We're still 12 and a half to go. Ahmad Lewis accelerates left side, goes into the lane. And as he goes up with a shot, it is just slapped out of his hand. The defender got the ball, the hand, the arm, maybe part of the shoulder. There was plenty of contact. And a foul is going to be called against A.J. Watson. Jim got really quiet as Ahmad Lewis puts his free throw up and in. Collecting his first point of the second half and his fourth point tonight. All of Ahmad's scoring has come at the free throw line where he is 4 out of 5. This one is good also. 5 out of 6 at the free throw line for 5 points. It's Ahmad Lewis. 48-41 Benedictin. 12:22 to play. And again, that's a long, long way to go. Park with it left side. Watson with the basketball. A.J. loses the handle on it. Is able to go back and retrieve it off the dribble. Dishes it over to the left side to Barnes. He will feed it across right side. Robinson up. No, we wave it off. Is there a foul on the floor prior to the shot? The foul is going to be on Hagen. So it'll be his second foul tonight. Hilgendorf goes out. Corridori back in for Benedictin and head coach Moody. Inside 12 minutes we go. Park driving in, moves in the handle, brings it back. Open three. Got it. Josiah Barnes hits the three. His seventh point. And the Pirates continue to hang tough. It's 48-44. 11:40 to play. Skip pass underneath and easy layup. And coming in late for some reason, Josiah Barnes commits the foul. The pass went underneath to a very wide open Gino Corridori. Gino goes up, lays it in, and then the ball is halfway to the rim, and the defender comes in and comes across and makes a very late foul. So Corridori will come to the line with an opportunity. It's a conventional three-point play. He's 2-2 at the line tonight. Hits that one. A lot of big guys are not great free-throw shooters, but Gino is pretty decent at the line. With 11.5 to play in the game, Benedictin back up by a 51-44 mark. The feed, the shot rejected, and I think they're going to call Reynolds for a foul. They're not. They're going to call Gino. Going to call Gino Corridori for the foul. It's going to be his first. It's going to be the Ravens' fourth second-half foul. We still got 11:23 to play. That's a long way to go. Left-handed free throws, extremely short. Pagampa, Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, and Corridori are the Benedict and five out of the floor. Park's got Bradford and Robinson, Barnes, Hudson, and Watson. This one is up also very short. Here comes BC. Ravens rebound, the missed free throw. Here's Preston Reynolds. Kicks it out on top. Gino looks over to Coach Moody. Seems uncertain as to what Coach wants. Jumps it over to the right side. Gets it to Preston, who seems like he's very clear about what Coach wants. Skip pass left side, Gino. Top side it goes, Bryson. LaRue falling down. They're going to call it for a travel. So Bryson LaRue will be whistled for the turnover, and Benedictine with 10:50 to go in the game. Goes back on defense. They lead a 51-44. Ravens being in that player defense. That's what Park's giving you all night long. Here's a feed down low, a little contact, the drop of the shoulder. The shot goes up and misses. It kind of spun and spun like a gyroscope, hanging on the front lip of the rim and ultimately fell out away. And now the Ravens come down the court, falling down. Ahmad Lewis somehow is able to tip the ball back to one of his teammates, and the Ravens are going to maintain control of the basketball. Pagampa in the lane. The shot is up, missing. Rebound cleared away by Park. Bradford comes down with a basketball, and here comes Watson. Dumps it over to the right side to Barnes. He'll pull up for the long two. Can't nail it. Rebound Corridori. We are 10 minutes to go in the game. 51-44, Benedictin. The pass goes left side, LaRue to Reynolds. Backs in. Head fake, shot is up, partially deflected, and the miss. Rebounded back down by Bradford. 9:45 to go. Now Park will throw that thing all the way down the floor. Gets away at the baseline, and it will bring us to the timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. Media timeout. 9:47 to go in the game. Ravens 51, Pirates 44.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College. 57-44, the Ravens out front as we're just three quarters of the way through the ballgame. Oh, thanks, man. Three quarters of the way through the game stats. Park is 19 of 41. Benedictine is 19 of 43 shooting the basketball. From the outside, we still continue to see Park not shooting well. They're 2 of 10. Benedictine is 5 of 16. That leaves him at 31-plus percent. Rebounding. Let's see. Total rebounds, 26-24. Park with a slight edge. Personal fouls are at 9 and 10. Turnovers are at 7 and 8. Again, this game just close, up and down. Got a little point I will try to make with you, for you, here in a minute as Benedictine brings the ball in. We come back to play. Bell comes down the floor. He goes up. Gets knocked to the floor. We're going to have a foul called on Park's Jaden Robinson. It'll be his first. We haven't had a lot of fouls by either of these teams tonight. Coming to the line is going to be Bryson LaRue. And Bryson has had a tremendous game. Free throw. Good. It'll be his 14th point of the evening. Talking about Bryson LaRue, he is one of the best free throw shooters in the conference. I shouldn't have said that. I just knew it the minute I said that. Number 4 in the conference, 26 to 30. Now Bryson with the steal of the rebound off his missed shot, puts it up and in. So he trades the 1 for 2, 54-44. Ravens go up 10. Now we have a stoppage of play with the official from the far side. I think we have a shot clock problem, or what do we have here? Officials are going to send the teams to their respective sides, and they're going to come over and review something or another. And, Joseph, we're going to take a timeout while they do that. Let's do it. What do you say? Taking a break. We're at 9:20 to go in the ballgame. It's Benedictine 54, Park 44.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Here's what you got with Park. You got a lot of really good players. I mean, it's been, it hits the statistics in the conference in a lot of different categories. Robinson, number 5, field goal percent. You've got Watson, number 5, three-point shot. You've got Watson, number 3, in assists. You got Bradford, rebounding. You've got Hudson, in steals. You got Robinson in blocks. I mean, each player for Park seems like they appear in a conference top 5 number in one category or another. And now, as he drives into the lane, we're going to get a foul. Robinson attacks the basket. Preston Reynolds is going to be called for his second foul of the game. And for Benedictine, it'll be what, team foul 5? We're down at 9:07 to play. Park will bring it in down at the baseline. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. 54-44, Ravens in front. Park will bring it in. And to the right side, the reverse layup is up, no good. Rebound. Here comes BC, accelerating down the floor. The feed underneath. The shot is going to be up. They don't call a goaltend. And here comes Park on the other end. Missed the layup. Rebound is going to be LaRue. Getting a little rough out of the court right now. This is like the ball that you see, you know, in the park a little bit. Don't have anybody with a whistle and plenty of pushing, plenty of shoving, and they're going to call this a block to the floor and a jump ball called. It's also maybe just called letting them play. Jump ball, possession goes to Park. 8:30 to go. Benedictine by 10. Pirates with the basketball. Back around to the right side with it is going to come Watson. Dishes it over to Robinson. He'll drive baseline. The shot goes up. They'll say the missed shot is out of bounds off the Ravens. We'll have 15 on the shot clock. 8:17 to go. Now, we're just about to get to the time of the game. We talked about it frequently. Clock seems like it accelerates. Every time you look up, we're at 8:17 now. You're going to look up here shortly. It's going to be 7 minutes and maybe 6:10 and maybe 4:40. I mean, it will start looking like the time is just melting away. And if the ball goes in the middle of the inbound to Robinson for Park, we're going to get another foul called on Preston Reynolds. And quickly as that, he will have collected his third foul. All three of them have come in the second half. Parker's going to take Robinson out of the game. He did what he was supposed to do, and they're going to get Hausman back in. The big Brazilian comes into the game. The shot goes up, missing, tipped around, and Belt unable to control it back in. He's going to lose it out of play into the Park sideline. We're inside 8 minutes to go. It will be Pirate basketball. Ravens up 10. Doing the inbound work is going to be DeMarcus Hudson. Back out on top. Oh, it's a falling away three, and he will knock it down to Watson from outside. A.J. Watson gets into double-figure scoring, and he's got 10. First points of the second half right there, 54-47, Benedictine. The defense has stepped up its intensity a little bit, chasing the ball a little harder, playing a little closer. Shot clock's at 4, and now the ball is loose on the floor. We're going to have a fourth foul on Preston Reynolds. So for Preston, now there's an issue. Do you leave him in there? You take him out for a while? Preston has been in the game for over 31 of the, 32 minutes played? And Benedictine is going to be putting Park at the free throw line for the 1-1. You remember that, 1-1? First free throw, got it. A.J. Watson, point number 11. Watson looks this one over, got it to bounce up and in. So he'll get another one, 54-49. Ravens dealing with some full court pressure and get it across the timeline. 7 minutes to play. Ravens have the basketball leading it by 5. This thing coming down to the wire. All the way out top side, getting doubled up. Now the feed comes into the middle, and the shot by Hagen Hilbendorf goes up. DeMarcus Hudson comes across to commit a foul. And he did that not giving up the easy basket and knowing full well that it was only his first foul. He was just not going to allow Hagen to go in unobstructed and unimpeded. Team foul 5. Free throws no good. And Hagen has yet to score in the second half. Still a 54-49. BC Lee, this one is good. So Hilgendorf for lap point number 5 is 55-49. 6:57 to play. Park comes into the forecourt. Here's Watson. Working in front of the Park bench. Down will feed underneath. The reverse layup is up and missing. Offensive rebound in the lane. Followed up missing it again. But another Raven foul. And this win is going to be on Braden Belt. He'll have his second. And there's Raven team foul 8. Back to the line is Park. And it'll be Christian Bradford. Free throw. No. Christian Bradford. Bradford will have one more here. A 51.5% free throw shooter. 17 to 33. So now he's at 50%. 17 to 34. And 17 to 35 because that one was not close. Rebound Hilgendorf. Ravens up court. 6.5 minutes to play. Baseball pass to the other end. BC out on top. And here's the LaRue three. Rims out. No rebound. Tipped out. Ravens are going to rescue it. Nice job by Hilgendorf to slap that thing up top side. Shot clock 15, 14, 13. Out on top of it is going to be Ahmad. Lewis goes over to the right side. Driving across. The feet underneath. Hagen alone with a layup. Tremendous assist. BC with the bucket, and we got a timeout on the floor. Let's do the math. Put Hilgendorf down for the bucket. Gets the score on the book, 57-49. Timeout on the court with 6:08 to play. Ravens in front by 8.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back over here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedict and leading at 57-49. We talked about how these two teams go about doing things differently and how Park is averaging over 80 a game. Not going to get 80 today. Here's Park into the forecourt. That's a good bit of ball handling. Now the feed underneath the Hausman up and in. Hausman hits the bucket. We're going to get a Park timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take another one. We're going to come back when we do that. After we get back, we'll talk about the upcoming schedule. But we're going to take a break. 5:57 to go in the game. Ravens 57, Pirates 51.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Seven to play. Benedictine in front. 57-51. You know, for the Ravens, if they were going to win, they had to have numbers like you see on the scoreboard here. You know, inside 6 minutes to go. Both teams still in the 50s. For Park, they score points, averaging over 80 a game. Benedictine does not average 63 a game. In fact, the Ravens have not even scored 80 yet in a game this season. May not. Coach Mooney loves the defense. He's got guys who can play it. And they would much rather keep the numbers where we're seeing them here and give up somewhere in the mid-60s to their opponent and look to win it that way. But right now, BC comes out of the timeout with the basketball and a 6-point lead. We're down to 5.5 to go and 11 on the shot clock. Bryson LaRue. He's been brilliant tonight. goes into the middle, falls to the floor, kind of got bumped around. Loses the handle of the ball, and Hudson will bring it up the floor. Now BC's going to steal it away. Ravens coming down. They've got numbers. The kick to the right, the feed to the left, the shot underneath is up and good. Wow. Christ in the root gets the bucket. It wasn't as easy as that. We're going to get an assist to Ahmad. And here's Hausman underneath on the other end for two. Augusta Hausman has six. And it's 59-53. Now we get a foul. Whistle is going to be on Parks, A.J. Watson. Every time a Park player is whistled for a foul, they just seem so surprised. BC brings it in, and now the pass stolen away. Jail break to the other end. The shot is going to be up and good. DeMarcus Hudson, he saw what was happening. He watched that play develop. Jumped the route. Took it away and went to the other end for the easy score. Tolkendorf is going to come out of the game for Corridori. Ravens are going to take Anthony Hall out. Anthony had a good run out there. Bring Preston Reynolds in. Now Belt will come out. We're by Goffa. Benedictine with a basketball. 4:40 to go. It's 59-55. Up four with it. He's Ahmad Lewis. Now he's just kind of standing up here, looking into the eyes of Bolton. Bounce pass right side, Gino. He's deep in the right corner, above the three-point circle. Twisting, turning, getting inside. What a play by Gino. Wow, I don't know how he ever got that shot up and in, but he pushes the Raven lead now to 61-55. Hausman will drive left side. Gino stops him. Here's a three. Way off the mark. Rebound Benedict. And Preston Reynolds comes down with that one off the carom and brings it into the forecourt. Inside 4 minutes to go. Coach Moody on his feet, telling his team to slow it down. He wants it to be very patient, very deliberate. Bounce pass left side. Preston. He'll start into the lane. Back in. Gets double teamed. Goes over to the right side. Gets it there to Bryson. Out on top. Ezra puts up the three at the buzzer. It's off the mark and doesn't draw iron, but rebounded down by Bolton. Here comes Park. Cross court. All along, the three is easy, but they're going to say he steps on the baseline. A huge break for Benedict, and as wide open, DeMarcus Hudson steps back, hits the three, but stepped on the sideline. 3:15 to play. Benedictine with the basketball, up half dozen. And out on top, trying to come up with a steal to Marcus Hudson. Still probably frustrated with that. Stepping on the sideline just moments ago, picks up his second foul. And the Ravens will be at the line for the 1-1. That'll be team foul 7 by Park. Coming to the line, Preston Reynolds. Preston strides up there. Free throw, nope. And rebound Park. Pirates are going to come down the floor and hold it up on the wing. Lay it up on top to Bolden. They run a little motion. They run this motion quite a bit in the game. Here's the national backdoor pass, and easy layup misses. By Goffa, rebounds it down, and a couple of defenders reach in on him to steal the ball. Let's see where the foul is called. Foul is going to be on Hudson. So Hudson will pick up the foul. Keelan Bolden, by the way, is the guy out there, if you're checking the program, wearing number one. Free throw, up and good for Ezra. He'll earn the bonus.
Keelan Bolden is a 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. Free throw will not go in. Houseman rebounds it down, and here comes Park. It is 62-55. Benedictine with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Pass will go inside the left block, backing into the lane. Now they'll kick it across to Houseman. Drops a shoulder, leans back, goes up, shot no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Preston's going to pull it down, get it over to Amon. Back it'll come to Reynolds, and the Ravens will bring it into the forecourt at 2:22 to go. We're approaching the end of the ball game. Ravens have the ball up 7. Preston Reynolds standing in the center circle, looking directly into the eyes of Jaden Robinson. But BC being patient, utilizing the time, running the offense, not being in any hurry, not taking any ill-advised shot. Here's Vigafa, drives down. He'll put a shot up. It's going to be rejected. Blocked away by Bolden. Now the feed on the other end. The shot is up and missed. And they're going to call Preston Reynolds for the foul. And he will foul out of the game right there. Preston Reynolds will pick up foul number 5. That is a tough one on a great defensive play. He will foul out here with a minute 57 to play. And end the night with 4 points. And coming to the free throw line, DeMarcus Hudson for Park. 4 out of 5. This one's in. One more shot coming up for DeMarcus Hudson. Out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. This one, good. And do we get a timeout? Yeah. I thought, I was surprised when they were starting to put the ball in play that we had not had one. But then, very quickly, Coach Klein jumps up, calls the timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break with Inside. 2 minutes to play in the game. Benedictine 62, Park 57.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
I'm going to keep going back to the lowest scoring ball game that we're enjoying here tonight, 62-57. Benedictine in front with a minute 57 to go. But you know that when you come into this one, you've got two of the best scoring defenses in the conference. Benedictine only giving up 72 a game, Park giving up 74 a game. And again, neither team is going to reach that kind of a number either tonight. So they've had superb defense. And it has been a very hard play game. Both these teams looking to get out of the blocks in the second semester. Ravens are going to bring it in. And now we've got a Park player who's fallen to the floor. May have hurt himself trying to dive to steal that inbound pass. And Hilbendorf comes up the floor with the basketball, dribbles it up, kicks it over to Ahmad, who gets fouled. We were also talking about fouls. You got to understand that not only has Preston Reynolds fouled out of the ball game, but Hagen Hilbendorf has 4 fouls for Benedict, and he's out on the floor. Hilbendorf and Corridori out there at the same time. The foul is going to be on Houseman, and the free throw is going to be good for Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad has done all of his damage tonight at the free throw line, where he's 6 of 7. We're down to a minute 44 to go. That one does not go in. It is 63-57, Benedictine. We go inside a minute 40 to play. Park will bring it down the floor, feed it across, the running shot, up and good. Jaden Robinson has a dozen. And we're going to get another timeout. And I think that's the last timeout for either team in this game with a minute 32 to go. We're taking a break. Minute 32 left. It is
Benedict and 63, Park 59.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
From the Ralph Millen Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, with a minute 32 to play in the game, Benedictine leads 63-59. From the time this game was 2-2, the Ravens have never trailed. However, they have never been able to put together a big substantially. They did get up 10 in the early moments of the second half at 41-31, but Park has never let the Ravens get too far away. And these two teams have battled very, very hard and worked very hard here tonight. This has been a great game. Benedictine with the basketball, still in the backcourt, having trouble getting it up the floor. Hilgendorf will bring it up, stops, lobs it across the timeline just in time. Gets it there to Belt. Now out on top, it'll come to Ahmad Lewis. Corey Dorian Hilgendorf with Belt, LaRue and Lewis. Goes to the Benedictine 5, shot clock's at 10. They're going to run this thing down to just about a minute before they get this shot away. Here's Ahmad, feeds underneath, Hagan up and in, and two players hard to the floor. Hilgendorf is up on his hands and knees, and he took a hard spill to the floor. The defender who brought him down went down pretty hard also. That's going to be Jaden Robinson. We're going to count the bucket for Hagan. The foul is going to be the fourth on Robinson. No. That's not on Robinson. That is going to be on Hudson. So DeMarcus Hudson will collect his fourth foul. And they're giving Gino a moment to kind of gather himself a little bit here. Gino Corridori. Having a really good game for the Ravens tonight. And he's coming to the free throw line here. An opportunity at a big shot. Hagan Hilgendorf coming up. Let me fix that. It's Hagan coming to the line. Hagan out of Hastings, Nebraska, the 6'9 junior, drops it through. So Hagan Hilgendorf is the guy with that bucket. And we're down to a minute two to go. It is 66-59 Benedictine. That was a big three-point play for the Ravens. Park is going to race down the floor. Pick up the tempo of the game. Skip pass over to the left side. Hausman will back in. Power move. Shot is up. No. Rebound, Hilgendorf. He'll get it away. And up floor with it is going to become Ahmad. He'll dump it over to the right side. Ezra by Goffa across the timeline, 36-35. Park's going to be fouling, I would expect. Skip pass. Ahmad, the feet underneath, the layup, Gino for two, Corridori. The Ravens go up 9. And now the officials stop and play for a minute. And I don't know what this is all about. 28 seconds left. They're going to come over and review the video. Let's talk a little bit, Joseph, while we're hanging on here. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming K-Radio Sports schedule. It's busy. Every night there's something. I mean, that's a good thing. Tomorrow night is going to be Sports Look, first edition of 2024. Join Gus and me for that, if you would, right after the K-Radio Evening Report. Ryan Hagan bringing you all the latest news and stuff going on around the field listing area. So, Sports Look at the conclusion of that, so approximately, you know, maybe 5:20-ish, something like that. We'll get you up to speed with what's going on around the care listing area. Friday night is going to be high school hoops. We'll go down to Topeka, Kansas, and we will watch the Phoenix
as they travel to Highland Park. So to Phoenix and the Scots. And then Saturday, it'll be Benedictine basketball, Raymond with Mount Mercy. All right, whatever it is, they seem to have themselves satisfied, the officials do. And the ball's going to come into Park, 27-26. Braves with a 9-point lead. Park knows they cannot overcome that. And here's a layup, up and good for Hausman. And we get another timeout. Yeah, we're going to see that timeout taken. As Hausman, he's had a good game. That is his 8th point. He had 2 in the opening half. Has half a dozen here in the second half. 4 of 8 shooting the ball. Has 10 rebounds tonight. So he's on the verge of a double-double. Only a couple of fouls on the big guy and a couple of turnovers. And he's been out there for 30 minutes. Big guys like that, it's tough to play that long and that much playing time. He's 6'6", 6'7" out of Santa Cruz del Sol, Brazil. Only 3 guys have started every game this season for Park, and Hausman is one of those. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming in from deep in the backcourt. Bygoffa will inbound. Kicks it over to the big guy and back to Ezra. Raven's got to get it across the timeline. Are they going to get a timeout? They are. Okay, Pirates are out of timeouts. Benedictine will call that one, and it would appear that they have perhaps one left after this. You know what we just might do? Joseph, we're going to. We did this in during the ladies' game. See if we can't pull up scores from around the conference. How about that? We get all this technology working here. Well, first of all, update the women's games to get all the finals for them. Tonight, Missouri Valley came away with a thriller. 95-93 win in the girls' game over Central Methodist in Fayette. Mid-America, 67-63 over Baker. So for Baker's girls, another L. It was, of course, the Lady Ravens that substantially went 84-61 over Park. Mount Mercy by 2. I mean, all of these games are close. 2-point win for Valley. 4-point win Mid-America. 2-point win Mount Mercy. 2-point win for Clark over Grandview. And the final game, a 4-point game for Peru State over Graceland. All those women's games. Very, very close. Wow. Well, that's it. Now the ball comes in play for Benedictine deep in the backcourt. You got Belt, and he's spinning and twisting, and the defense reaches in, and is it a foul on Hudson? It is, and with that, it will be his 5th foul. So, DeMarcus Hudson is going to be fouling out of the game for Park with 9 seconds to go. 20 points tonight for DeMarcus Hudson. Free throw up and in. Braden Belt. What a huge game this is for Benedictine. A great way to get off the win in the second semester. Second free throw is also good. The game that saw shots go in. We're going to talk to Coach about that. Stick around. Coach Moody is going to be joining us after the ball game. Here's a shot on the other end by Hausman. Raymond just kind of let him go. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. The Benedictine Ravens, 70. Park, 63. We'll be back to summarize it again. Stick around. Coach Moody will join us here in a little bit. Don't go away.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Only Taco John's Valueless menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We return here to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight Benedictine begins the 2024 portion of the season with a sweep of Park here in the Nolan Gym. Ladies winning comfortably in the opener, and the guys battling tough all the way to the end. And they take the W here tonight, 70-63. Look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Park, first thing first, you got four guys in double-figure scoring. Okay, what that tells you is if you score 63 points, you got four guys in double figures, nobody else scored much, particularly when you have someone like DeMarcus Hudson with 20, okay? 12 apiece then for A.J. Watson and Jaden Robinson, and 10 for Augusto Hausman. So those two guys, 20, 30, 40, 54 of the team's 63 points belong to those four guys. You rounded out Barnes. Josiah Barnes had 7 in the game and 2. The only two bench points of the night belong to Christian Branford. For Benedictine, I'll tell you what, you can't say enough about the way Bryson LaRue played, and with 18 points, led the team in scoring. Gino Corridori hot on his heels with 17. 10 apiece for Hagen Hilgendorf and Braden Belt. It was a 6-point game for Ahmad Lewis. Ezra Vigoffa had 5, 4 for Preston Reynolds. Preston fouled out of the game for Benedictine in the late going of the game. What did he foul out with? 1:57 to play. But for the Ravens, early scoring, I think, in the game was a huge confidence builder for BC. They had had some struggles coming in here. Oh, my goodness, coach is already up here. Let's just jump him right up here. Coach, welcome. I was just up here waxing philosophic, and here you are already.
Waxing philosophic?
Yeah, you don't get a lot of that.
What were you waxing about?
I was waxing about the fact that the Benedictine team tonight had something happen to them that hadn't been happening in the last few games. The shots were falling in, and particularly early in the game, which gave your guys the confidence, and it gave them a boost. You could just see it. You could feel it,
yeah.
And it helped them a lot.
Well, that's good waxing.
Is that pretty? How'd I do?
Yeah, you did good. I think your perception is right. Well, first of all, happy 2024.
Thank you. You too, sir.
We'll start it off this way. We're pretty excited. You know, we dug a hole, but we're going to start digging out one at a time. As far as the way the game went, I will say this. Like, these guys came back. We're finally healthy. We had 7 days off. We got everybody back. We got through all the sickness. We got through all the injury. And we've had six really, really good practices with keeping our top eight and nine together, getting some rhythm on offense. You could see it tonight, you know, finding some rhythm on defense, continuing to guard. It just feels a little better right now. Not just because we won. Our last two practices going into this game were the best two of the year, Tom. And I know that, and that's practice 53 and 54, right? So, I mean, we're already grinding through half this season. And I thought that they have not changed their culture. They have not changed their attitudes. They have not changed the chemistry. And I thought the defensive game plan tonight, they executed perfectly. I thought we did a really good job of guarding their best players. They might have got a few points, but we made everything hard. And I thought that we had guys step up. I don't remember the last time we had four guys score double figures. And, you know, we took open shots. We were aggressive to the rim. We really worked on that over the last 6 or 7 days, is attacking the rim in transition, attacking the rim in the half court. And I'll look at one last stat here. Park averages 12 offensive rebounds a game, and they ended up with 5. You know, so limiting opportunities for the other guys. So, really, I mean, it's just one step, but they earned it. They had great week of practice, and we're ready to go tonight.
Another thing that I commented on during the course of the ball game, and again, maybe I'm way off base here, but I know Coach Ryan Moody loves his defense. Mm-hmm. You can't have a team comes in here today, scores over 80 a game on the average, and I could see this, and I was saying earlier on, they're not going to get that. They're not going to get close to that. But the fact that you held them to 63, that's you got to be so proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other revealing stat is that they shot 53% from the line. We wore them out. I mean, we wore them out. We played physical. We had a plan against them that was fantastic. And I don't know if you could hear me yelling it, but, like, they run a lot of ball screens. Watson's one of the best players in the league. I mean, that, we played he's a transfer from Concordia. And he kicked our tail a couple years ago when we were up there in Nebraska. He's a really good player. And he's special off ball screens. And the way you defeat ball screens is not the two guys that are involved in the ball screens, the other three. And those other three guys all night long were where they needed to be. They were in help. They were in a triangle. They were taking, you know, so Preston took away got a charge on a roll. He wasn't even guarding the guy. You know what I mean? Like, they were dialed in. They knew what they were supposed to do. I'm telling you, this group is growing. They're getting a little older. They're getting a little more mature. They're gaining experience. Park's a good team. We, you know, the Houseman kid's about as good a center as we're going to face all year. So I thought that everybody did a really good job of being dialed in tonight.
I want to talk about your bigs real quick, because a lot of schools are not able to put together two big guys simultaneously on the floor. And when you go out there and you put Gino out there, and you also put Hilgendorf, yeah, and you got huge guys out there. And a lot of teams don't see two big guys at the same time. They don't know, you know, what that two center kind of a team is like.
Yeah, I mean, Hagen gives us a lot of, like, Hagen gives us a lot of options, because Hagen, now he's in foul trouble tonight. He didn't play very good. I'm sure he'll be disappointed, but you know, he can play the four, he can play the five. He's very mobile, but he's also 6'9", you know. And then you got Gino in there, legit 6'8", 6'9", who's a hoss at, you know, 230, 235, and he's tough to stop from backing down. So they do. They present a challenge, and you know, Bense Duca is another 6'8", strong, chiseled, like a stone statue guy that we haven't even put out there yet because he's been banged up. But we do have size. We're learning how to play with it. We're learning how to, like, get the ball to them and play out of there. You know, I just felt like our offense tonight had a better rhythm. We didn't shoot it great. You know, I mean, we only shot at 27% from three, but we scored it at the rim, and we got fouled, and that was part of the game plan. So I do like our two bigs.
Yep, and Bryson hit those long shots early on, and again, that momentum carried through. I mean, it just exploded from there.
His confidence is off the charts. I mean, his confidence is coming in, and he's being we're challenging him to not play like a sophomore. We're challenging him to start playing like a junior and senior, to play more aggressive, to play more physical, to be that guy. And tonight, he clearly stepped up and was that guy. So we're a work in progress. You know, we're not there yet by any means, but this group's getting better and tougher and smarter, and we've got a tough one on the road on Saturday.
Yeah, you go up to a Mount Mercy team. Never easy place. Anytime you have to travel 5+ hours, you know, it's not easy.
No.
You know, to get on a bus and go that far and things like that. It's kind of a funny gym, seating on one side, you know, it's just kind of a different place to play and won't be easy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I will say that if you're going to go on a trip like that, when there's nobody here on campus is the time to go.
Probably right,
you
yeah.
know, like, it gets a chance. We're going to stop. We're going to get some barbecue in Des Moines at a really good place that we've been referred to. We're going to take our time getting up there and then practice a little bit Friday night in their gym. And we'll be prepared. The Mount Mercy presents its challenges. They run a Princeton offense, which is a lot of back cuts and threes. And, you know, with our size, that could I'm sure they look at that as an advantage. But we'll be ready, and we're going to enjoy this one tonight and get ourselves. I would like to thank the Rotary of Atchison Club Rotarians. They, one, are feeding both of our teams for lunch tomorrow, both the men and the women, and all the Rotary members will be there. And then tonight they came to the game and were recognized at both games, ours and the women's game. So anybody's listening and you're a member of Rotary, I want to say thank you for taking care of our teams over the break and giving them a meal, and we look forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Coach, appreciate all that. And again, congratulations. You can't start this semester any better than this.
No, man. 2024 is off to a bang. We'll see if we can keep it running on Saturday.
See you there.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Great win for the BC men here this evening over a Quality Park team. Hey, that's going to wrap it up here this evening. Ravens sweep the Pirates tonight in the Nolan Gymnasium. Till we greet you tomorrow night again. Tomorrow night sports of Friday night Phoenix basketball from Topeka, Saturday Benedictine at 12-2. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Till next time, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.